one of our newest sections is our rural lifestyle section, where we're going to open a section over by the antique tractors. It's everything backyard, whether it's backyard gardening, growing produce, growing fruits, growing vegetables, growing flowers, backyard beekeeping, backyard chicken raising. Andy Schneider, the Chicken Whisperer, will be there doing seminars, talking about raising backyard flocks. And it's just an opportunity for us to increase our, enhance our demographic footprint and bring in a new clientele to come in and do business with all of our equipment exhibitors.
Blaylock said they were excited to cut the ribbons on that and also the new Spotlight State building. And this year's Spotlight State is Georgia.
They have raised the money to build us a permanent building for future Spotlight States to use, and they will be the first this year in 2014. It's a beautiful 40 by 75 building. It'll have state seals of all 10 participating states in the Southeast inlaid into the floor. It's just going to be a showplace for Southeastern agriculture, and we're looking forward to cutting the ribbon on it this year, as we are with a Smith Lever 100 year of extension anniversary. We're going to kind of get in between the Georgia, Florida, Fort Valley, Clemson, and Auburn buildings and have a celebration of the Smith Lever Act on Tuesday morning.
That's the 37th annual Sunbelt Ag Expo coming up next week, October 14th through the 16th in Moultrie, Georgia. To learn more, just go to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast Agnet. To learn more, just go to their website at sunbeltexpo.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast Agnet.